from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says ASEAN should stay alert for cyber attack. Myanmar invites Wiranto to meet Aung San Suu Kyi. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has underscored the need for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, to stay alert for cyber attack. To that end, ASEAN member states need to work more closely in digital technology and cybersecurity. He said while addressing a plenary session of the 32nd ASEAN Summit held in Singapore on Friday night, April 27th. He said that people know there has been abuse of personal data by Facebook users. In ASEAN, the countries need to ensure the framework of cooperation in cybersecurity, which also contains the protection of personal data. Hence, cooperation in the cyber field is a must. The Indonesian leader went on to say that ASEAN has very large potentials in the e-commerce field. He predicted internet users in ASEAN member states will triple to 600 million in 2015. E-commerce shopping is projected is almost $90 billion, and total internet-based economy is estimated at $200 billion. Hence, ASEAN member states need to establish closer cooperation in developing cybersecurity policy and capacity building initiative through the ASEAN Cyber Capacity Program, the AMCC, and the ASEAN Japan Cybersecurity Capacity Building Center, among others. Myanmar government has invited Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Wiranto, to meet State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar. The Myanmar Defense Minister extended the invitation to Wiranto on the sidelines of the 32nd ASEAN Summit held in Singapore on Saturday, April 28. Wiranto said that he has been invited to meet Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar. He said the invitation is something normal now that Indonesia has taken active part in unsettling the Rohingya conflict, including the repatriation of Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar's Rakhine State. Indonesia has actively helped the Rohingya refugees. In fact, President Joko Widodo visited Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh when he visited the South Asian country a few months ago. He said that Indonesia is performing the so-called fourth state mission to maintain global peace, and also the president visited there. As a minister overseeing political, legal, and security affairs, he is assigned to spell out the spirit of the president to help resolve the humanitarian problem in Rakhine State soon. Meanwhile, on similar occasion, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Wiranto, said that the meeting between North and South Korean leaders Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in was a positive moment to appreciate. As Antara News Agency reported, Minister Wiranto hopes that after the momentum of the two leaders' meeting, there will be a meeting between the Korean leaders with the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Wiranto also hopes that the move will produce something important that can convince countries around the world that nuclear dangers can be neutralized. According to Wiranto, the meeting of the two Korean leaders in the border areas of the two countries has become a momentum that leads to the hope of all parties for a better world peace. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Law, Security and Political Affairs, Wiranto, has said Indonesia does not want to be involved in South China Sea conflict. Indonesia hoped that no country would ignite fire in the conflict area. Wiranto said on the sidelines of the 32nd Summit Conference of ASEAN in Singapore on Saturday, April 27th, he denied suggestions about Indonesia's involvement in the South China Sea conflict, saying there is no conflict, there is no border problem with any other country. He said the spirit of self-restraint from involvement in conflict is important to keep peace and security prevailing in South China Sea. He called on all countries having direct interest in South China Sea to observe the Code of Conduct, or COC, designed to preserve peace in the region, although it has not yet been fully agreed upon. He said Indonesia continues to push for agreement on COC in any Asian forum or in any bilateral meeting with countries involved. He said he believes no country wants to conflict to drag on that would hurt all involved. He said he was confident dialogues and bilateral approaches could resolve the South China Sea dispute. The South China Sea disputes over islands and maritime claims involve a number of countries including China, Taiwan, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam, despite claim by Wiranto denying Indonesia involvement in the conflict. Beijing has disputed Indonesia's territorial sovereignty in the Sea of Natuna in South China Sea. The 32nd Asian Summit produced three documents without mentioning any agreement to address the humanitarian issue of Rohingya. As reported by Antara News Agency Singapore, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, as chair of ASEAN 2018 in Singapore, Saturday 28, said the three documents are the statement of ASEAN leaders on cybersecurity cooperation, concept note of ASEAN Smart City Network, and vision of leaders for respectful and innovative ASEAN. From these three documents, the results are only on the vision of ASEAN leaders. It mentioned a little bit in the 10th point about the importance of respect for human rights and fundamental freedom. The head of the ASEAN Study Center of the Habibie Center, Ibrahim Al-Mutaki, deplored the ASEAN leaders only limit themselves to only produce three outcome documents, despite the urgent issue of the humanitarian crisis Rohingya to be overcome in Southeast Asia. Ibrahim argued the absence of Aung San Suu Kyi at the ASEAN Summit should have been used by other ASEAN leaders to issue stronger statement regarding the settlement of the humanitarian crisis Rohingya. The head of Culture and Tourism Office of Bandung, Kenny Dewi Kaniasari, said more than 2,000 people consisting of representatives from several Asian African countries, representatives from several cities and provinces in Indonesia, and some communities and students in Bandung participated in the Asian African Carnival 2018. The event, titled Respect for Diversity, was held in the city of Bandung, West Java, Saturday, April 28.
Nah, untuk kepesertaannya sendiri, Asia African Carnival.
Well, for the membership, the total number of participants of Asian African Carnival who have already registered is about 2,300 people. It consists of representatives of several countries. We have received confirmation that 15 countries participate in the carnival. Then there are also 10 regions in Indonesia, and also communities from the city of Bandung and West Java, and also groups of students in the city of Bandung. So the total is about 2,300 people. Kenny Dewi Kaniasari to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, recently added that Bandung City Administration through Bandung Culture and Tourism Office as their organizer has been trying to show various performances that describe the cultural diversity of the ASEAN and African countries. ASEAN African Carnival, which is one of the series of events in the Asia Africa Week 2018, which runs from 23 to 29 April, was held to commemorate the 63 years of ASEAN African Conference. The Asia Africa Carnival 2018 is the fourth held after firstly being held in 2015. Kenny Dewi Kaniasari to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, recently added that Bandung City Administration through Bandung Culture and Tourism Office as the organizer has been trying to show various performances that describe the cultural diversity of the Asian and African countries. Asian African Carnival, which is one of the series of events in Asia Africa Week 2018, which runs from 23 to 29 April, was held to commemorate to the 63 years of Asian African Conference. The Asia Africa Carnival 2018 is the fourth held after firstly being held in 2015. Indonesian Minister of Manpower Hanif Dakiri claims that the job opportunities created during the current administration under President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kala has far exceeded its initial target of creating 10,000 jobs within 5 years. Hanif further explained that the number of jobs and jobs placement throughout various fields in 2014 was 2.6 million. Meanwhile, in 2015, the government increased it to 2.8 million. Then in 2016, the number went down to 2.4 million and slightly increased to 2.6 million in 2017. Hanif said, Jakarta on Saturday evening, April 28, there has been 10.4 million jobs created, which exceed the target if that number is accumulated. Furthermore, Minister Hanif stated that Indonesia's unemployment level is at its all-time lowest of 5.5%. The number of unemployment is predicted to be able to be reduced by 5.3% based on the draft revision state budget RAPBN, a slightly lower number compared to the country's 2017 state budget APBN. Andi Gani Nesawea, president of the Indonesian Workers Union Confederation, KSPSA, said that the confederation will mobilize at least 75,000 to 85,000 people in the International Workers' Day or May Day in front of the state palace in Jakarta on May 1st. Gani said on Saturday, April 28 in Jakarta that the union has estimated around 75,000 to 85,000 people that will participate in the rally. Overall, it will be 200,000 throughout the country. Furthermore, Gani guaranteed that this year's rally will be held peacefully as previous years. The 2018 May Day will be held in front of the state palace from 9 a.m. that will be joined by workers from Greater Jakarta region such as Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi. Workers from the West Java region is set to join their peers in Jakarta. Manpower Minister Hanif Dakiri hoped that this year's Workers' Day could be held in a positive and uplifting atmosphere. That was news.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is Era Reward Service Voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on police and military ready to secure Asian Games 2018. Tens of thousands police personnel will secure the 2018 Asian Games to be held in Jakarta and Palembang along with some military personnel. Head of Public Information Bureau of Public Relations Division, National Police Headquarters, Brigadier General M. Iqbal, said as many as tens of thousands of police officers along with military will secure the 2018 Asian Games to be held in Jakarta, Palembang. Iqbal stated it after the inauguration of Attaqwa Mosque in Regional Police Bangka Belitung, Babel, and Bay Park on Wednesday, April the 25th. He said that in addition to receiving full support from the military, all components of the nation must also succeed and support the Asian Games 2018 because it represents the face of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Police have set security plan and of course coordinated with related institutions, especially the organizing committee of Asian Games in Nasgok and some other related parties. Furthermore, Brigadier General Iqbal said that the police headquarters has sent Inspector General Deden Juhara, who is currently the assistant for Chief of Police Operation Division, to take part in every event and prepare and communicate with Inasgok to discuss the Asian Games. In the Asian Games 2018, in addition to the duty to regulate the traffic flow of athletes from their accommodation to the arena, police are also responsible for security at every venue at this biggest sporting event in Asia. They guarantee the security of all athletes and the entire community in Jakarta, Palembang, West Java, and Banten run smoothly. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of a roll call with the Indonesian Women Military and Police Forces in commemoration of Kartini Day in Jakarta on Wednesday, Military Commander Marsal Hadi Cahyanto and Police Chief General M. Tito Karnavian in a joint statement affirmed the readiness of the military and police in securing and succeeding the Asian Games 2018. That was my Indonesia Today.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment bringing back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with 1964. The Arab League meets in East Jerusalem to discuss the Palestinian question, leading to the formation of the Palestine Liberation Organization. At its first summit meeting in Cairo on April 29, 1964, the Arab League initiated the creation of an organization representing the Palestinian people. Later, the Palestinian National Council convened in Jerusalem on May 28, 1964. Concluding this meeting, the PLO was founded on June 2, 1964. Its stated goal was the liberation of Palestine through armed struggle. It is recognized as the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people by over 100 states with which it holds diplomatic relations, including Indonesia, and has enjoyed observer status at the United Nations since 1974. The PLO was considered by the United States and Israel to be a terrorist organization until the Madrid Conference in 1991. In 1993, the PLO recognized Israel's right to exist in peace, accepted UN Security Council Resolutions 242 and 338, and rejected violence and terrorism. In response, Israel officially recognized the PLO as the representative of the Palestinian people. Next is from 1985, Heysel Stadium disaster. 39 association football fans die and hundreds are injured when a dilapidated retaining wall collapses. The Heysel Stadium disaster occurred on May 29, 1985, when escaping fans were pressed against a collapsing wall in the Heysel Stadium in Brussels, Belgium, before the start of the 1985 European Cup final between Juventus of Italy and Liverpool of England. 39 people, mostly Italians and Juventus fans, were killed and 600 were injured in the confrontation. The tragedy resulted in all English football clubs being placed under an indefinite ban by UEFA from all European competitions lifted in 1990 until 91, with Liverpool being excluded for an additional 3 years, later reduced to one, and 14 Liverpool fans found guilty of manslaughter and each sentenced to 3 years imprisonment. The disaster was later described as the darkest hour in the history of the UEFA competitions. The last is from April 29, 1991. A powerful typhoon struck Chittagong, Bangladesh. The devastating cyclone that hit Bangladesh on April 29, 1991 killed more than 135,000 people, This natural disaster is one of the worst natural disasters that occurred in the 20th century. The southeastern region of the Bangladesh is an area where the Ganga and other rivers flow into the Indian Ocean. As a result of many rivers passing it, the lowland area of southeastern Bangladesh is famous as a flood-prone area. Not only that, this region is also an area that is often hit by a typhoon every year. However, because of its fertile soil, millions of people live in this area. Even several hundred thousand live on small islands and open beaches. In 1970, a hurricane struck the same area and killed nearly 500,000 people. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's Spotlight, which today is on President Appreciates Women Military and Police Corps. President Joko Widodo congratulated women members of the Indonesian National Army Corps and the Indonesian National Police on the occasion of Kartini Day 2018. According to the president, they are great and courageous, not afraid of risky challenge, and have chosen this noble profession with full dedication. The statement was made by President Joko Widodo when he led a roll call of women members of the Indonesian National Army Corps and the National Police and other women components of the nation in commemorating Kartini Day 2018 in Jakarta on Wednesday, April the 25th. On the occasion, the president also expressed his gratitude for the contribution of members of the military and police women corps in safeguarding the country's defense and security. The head of state acknowledged that the number of female military and police corps members is increasing and proportion is also getting bigger. This shows that their contribution is highly recognized and the public expectation is also greater. The head of state said the Indonesian people had witnessed the women's corps increasingly performance in fulfilling their functions, especially in providing a sense of security and services to the community and increasingly occupying strategic positions in the military and police. The increasing role of women, according to the president, is not due to the quota set by the government or simply out of sympathy. Furthermore, the president conveyed the increasingly big and strategic role of women is also due to the unique characteristics of women in providing a sense of security and excellent service to the community. The president added, on various occasions, the female corps of military and police are really skilled in the field, can really make a difficult situation become calm and restrained. That is the strength of women. Soft but firm, what this nation needs, the president added. He recalled in social media and electronic media, he often saw members of military and police women busy discussed by netizens or citizens idolized and hailed by the public and gain widespread appreciation from the public. A socially friendly approach to society, respectful, is the character of today's public services. President Joko Widodo invites the women's military and police corps to continue the fighting spirit of Indonesian women, emancipation figure Kartini, to build justice, advance the nation and state, and to prioritize the interests of all Indonesian people above personal and group interests. The joint roll call was attended by 10,000 of women's military police corps. And there were also various attractions, such as a colossal drama titled Malai Hayati and Kartini Horse Riding, big motorcycle demonstration, and parachuting. Present to accompany the president were Military Commander Marsal Hadi Cahyanto, Police Chief General Tito Karnavian, and Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is the Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. President Joko Widodo has underscored the need for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to stay alert for cyber attack. To that end, Asian member states need to work more closely in digital technology and cyber security. Myanmar government has invited Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Wiranto, to meet State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Law, Security and Political Affairs, Wiranto, has said Indonesia does not want to be involved in South China Sea conflict. Indonesia hopes that no country would ignite fire in the conflict area. Wiranto said on the sidelines of the 32nd Summit Conference of ASEAN in Singapore on Saturday, April 27th. The 32nd ASEAN Summit produced three documents without mentioning any agreement to address the humanitarian issue of Rohingya. As reported by Antara News Agency, Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, as chair of ASEAN 2018 in Singapore, said the three documents are the statement of ASEAN leaders on cybersecurity cooperation, concept note of ASEAN Smart City Network, and vision of leaders for respectful and innovative ASEAN. The head of a culture and tourism office of Bandung, Kenny Dewi Kanishari, said more than 2,000 people consisting of representatives from several Asian African countries, representatives from several cities and provinces in Indonesia, and some communities and students in Bandung participated in the Asian African Carnival 2018. Researcher from the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, Bima Yudhistira, predicts that rupiah's weakening exchange rate towards US dollar will continue until the following week. That was news in brief.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, featuring various aspects of Indonesian tourism. Today, I will introduce you to a destination in West Sumatra, which is Danau Kembar or Twin Lakes. So stay tuned in at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast via live stream at www.voinews.id or RRI Play application on your Android. West Sumatra is famous for its natural beauty spread in every district and city. One of them is dubbed Negeri Seribu Danau or the country with 1,000 lakes, which is Solok District. Here, some lakes with extraordinary beauty, for example, Danau Kembar or Twin Lakes, are located in Bungo Tanjung area, Alahan Panjang, Solok District, West Sumatra. The scenery here is really beautiful because the Twin Lakes backdrop is Mount Talang and the tea plantation in Solok. Because of its location on the plateau, then this tourist area has a very cool air. The name Danau Kembar or Twin Lakes is due to their close proximity and identical looking. The lakes are located in the Bukit Barisan area. The people of West Sumatra know them by the name of Danau di Ateh, which means the lake above, and Danau di Bawah or below lake. Distance from the city of Padang, West Sumatra is about 60 kilometers. If you want to see the similarities of the two lakes, climb up to the top of the hill between the upper lake and the lower lake. The hill is still part of Bukit Barisan Mountains. Meanwhile, if you want to surround the lake at the top, you can join a motorboat called Motor Vessel Antar Negeri, commonly used by local farmers. On Sundays or holidays, the ship is specifically serving the tourist route. As for the lake at the bottom or lower lake, you cannot surround it. These two lakes are close together and can be enjoyed at once. When we are in the upper lake, which is on the hill, we can see the lower lake from the hill or a point that is already there. It is rather difficult to understand. Therefore, to get rid of your curiosity, better one day you come directly and prove yourself the magic that is in this place. Both these lakes have very clear water. From close by, we can reflect ourselves there. It's just like a mirror. While from distance, the water is bluish. From the city of Padang to travel to the Twin Lakes, it takes approximately less than one and a half hours. With bus travel to Alahan Panjang Solok District, tourists will be taken along the 60 kilometers winding road. Along the way, you can see a steep cliff in the Bung Hatta Forest area. Toward the Twin Lakes, the beautiful panoramic countryside and tea plantation will welcome you. Around the Twin Lakes, you can also find many passion fruit sellers, persimmons or strawberries and eggplant, also flowers traders in pots. And the more tourists will feel at home lingering in this by listening to saluang music, which is typical wind instrument of Minangkabau. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today with the topic Twin Lakes or Danau Kembar in the province of West Sumatra.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. This edition will discuss Jailolo Bay Festival 2018. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. Halmahera Island, the largest island in the Maluku Islands, has both natural and cultural charms. Of course, it takes a little time to go to the entire island of Halmahera. Therefore, visitors are often confused to choose which areas to visit first. The easiest way to choose is to follow the various events held on the island. One of them is Jailolo Gulf Festival or Jailolo Bay Festival. Since 2009, the Jailolo Bay Festival has presented a variety of natural sights and local wisdom in West Halmahera. This festival is held annually in April or May. In 2018, the Jailolo Bay Festival is held again precisely from May the 3rd to 5th, 2018. This year, the Jailolo Bay Festival is said to be more lively because it presents a series of cultural events, arts, and culinary typical of West Halmahera. In general, the Jailolo Bay Festival series includes Sasadu in the Sea, Cultural Art of Maluku Kiraha, Cultural Parade, Ngolo Sigovi, Orom Sasadu, Art Performances Typical West Halmahera Culinary, and Exhibitions. The series of events in Jailolo Bay Festival certainly should not be missed, especially the Sasadu on the Sea, which is a contemporary performing arts that combines traditional dance and music with drama and choreography rooted in Jailolo society culture. This show is presented directly by the local community, ranging from choreography, musical instruments, clothing, and accessories. In addition to art performances, visitors can also see the traditional rituals of Orom Sasadu and Sigofi Ngolo. Orom Sasadu is a Sahu ritual of gratitude at harvest time. Usually, Orom Sasadu's rituals are held every January and August. The activity is quite simple, namely eating together and typical Sahu music performance. Meanwhile, Sigofi Ngolo is a ritual of cleansing the sea to get rid of all bad intention and aspiration to nature before starting fishing voyage with sincerity. As Sigofi Ngolo takes place, the decorated and prayed fishing boats will go around Babua Island, a shrine. Visiting Halmahera certainly is not complete without enjoying its nature. In addition to following the 2018 Jailolo Bay Festival, visitors are also advised to visit various beaches. There are 5 beaches that mustn't be missed, namely Tuada, Idamdehe, Babua, Marimbati, and Galala beaches. Access to the location of the Jailolo Bay Festival 2019 is not difficult. Visitors need to board a plane to Sultan Baabulah Airport, Ternate. From Ternate, visitors can ride fast boat or wooden boat to Jailolo Bay. Then, because the event lasts for several days, visitors can stay at some inns with a fairly affordable price. Well, that was Miscellany Today featuring Jailolo Bay Festival 2018 in Halmahera. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Edward Kusalik in Canada. In his email, Mr. Edward Kusalik complained because his reception report to VOI, especially to the German section, dated December 14, 2017, where he was listening to true frequency of 9521 kHz at 1800 hours to 1833 hours UTC, has never been replied. Hello Mr. Edward Kusalik, we are really sorry for your inconvenience. It is because we received so many emails and letters from our regular listeners throughout the world. But you do not have to worry because your email has been forwarded to the German section. Please wait for the reply. As information for you and other listeners, since January 1st, 2018, Voice of Indonesia has broadcasted on voinews.id. And if you want to send your email, you can send it to voi@voinews.id. We change our website's address is for listener satisfaction. Thank you. Well, Mr. Edward Kusalik, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, Mr. Edward Kusalik, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sunny, sunny.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Mr. Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on April 13, 2018 at 13:25 UTC. At that time, he listened to one of our segments Indonesian Wonder, which presented Dongkal Cake, a traditional cake from Betawi. Hello, Mr. Baikan Hazarika. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. Indonesia has so many kinds of traditional foods. Through our broadcast, we try to introduce Indonesian traditional foods so our listeners can know them well. And if someday our listeners visit Indonesia, hopefully you have known what kinds of food to be taste. Special for you and our other regular listeners will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Thank you.
bisa menebak, ku tak bisa membaca tentang kamu, tentang kamu. Kau buatku bertanya, selalu dalam hatiku tentang kamu, tentang kamu. Bagaimana bila akhirnya ku cinta kau dari kekuranganmu hingga lebihmu? Bagaimana bila semua benar terjadi? Mungkin
to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Dildar Ahmed Lagari in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Dildar Ahmed Lagari. Thank you very much for your compliment on our country. Indonesian people are majority Muslims. Because of that, there are many designers of Muslim fashion. One of them is Dian Pelangi, who is well known not only in Indonesia but also abroad. And we have also shopping centers with special sell Muslim fashion, namely Tanah Abang Market. Tanah Abang Market is located at the Kelurahan Kebon Kacang. The market has been known to exist since 1735. Tanah Abang Market is the main textile trade in Indonesia and the biggest in Southeast Asia. Other market areas, Block A and Block B, were added to the area in 2005 and 2010. Block A is the biggest among others with 160,000 square meter with almost 8,000 kiosks. It's visited about 80,000 buyers in busy days with transaction about 500 billion rupiah or $43 million per day and has well known in Africa and Middle East. Well, Mr. Dildar Ahmad Lagari, hopefully our information can be useful for you. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, we'll play a beautiful song.
Kekasihku, sayangku, ku ingin kau tahu, hati ini kan selalu menantikan cintamu. Kaulah yang pertama yang memberi arti cinta.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Kazuhiro Takao in Japan. He sent his email through voi@voinews.id and listened to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency of 9525 kHz on October 9, 2016, at 1200 hours to 1300 hours UTC with SIMPO to 4222 and 2322. Hello, Mr. Kazuhiro Takao. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really sorry for the poor signal and interference on our broadcast. We hope that you can still enjoy our broadcast despite severe noise and fading. Mr. Kazuhiro Takao, we are really sorry because our transmitter is being maintained. You can only monitor our radio through our website voinews.id. voinews.id. As your request, we will send our KSL card to your home immediately. Please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. Once again, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. Thank you for listening and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Banyak cinta yang
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.